أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر. In the previous ayats we read that Bani Israel, instead of following the Torah, the Kitab which Allah Ta'ala had given them, believing in it, reading it, etc., but they did not do that. And the natural result is that a person, when he does not do the right thing, there is no vacuum, he starts doing the wrong thing. So these people also, they had to read the Torah, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, just as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is also given clearly the command, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min rabbik, recite that which has been revealed to you. Just tilawat of Quran, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has also been commanded, the whole ummah is also commanded. Like that, in the time of the Bani Israel, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were also commanded to recite the kitabs which Allah had revealed to them, and the followers were also commanded. But when they did not do that, then the result came, they started following things of jadu, incantations, spells of the shayateen. They started doing the wrong things. And we can see for ourselves also, we are also commanded to read the Quran Sharif. How many of us have read till now, and when we will go home, instead of taking the Quran Sharif, how many of us, the first thing will come out will be the cell phone to check our messages. And we get sometimes so involved in that, there's no time for tilawat is left. So instead of doing tilawat, when we don't do it, we get involved in other things. And how many of us, instead of doing the ibadat of Allah, zikr, we are going and watching films now. And how many, even worse than that, the porn and the dirt, we get involved in that. This is a natural law of Allah. When we don't do the right, we get involved in the wrong. And this also we learn, and Allah brought this of the Bani Israel, so that we take a lesson. So Allah says they have to read the Torah and the kitabs which Allah has revealed to them. But when they did not do that, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ, or پیچھے پر گئے اس کے اور پرنے لگے اس کو شیاطین کی باتیں. The words of shaitan they started reading, all the jadu spells. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had given him such a government that he ruled not only over human beings but even over all the jinnat. And in the jinnat, the evil jinn are called the shayateen. There are good jinnat also who are pious and obedient also. And there are the evil ones also, the shayateen. And these shayateen should teach the people jadu, all these evil spells. And that was kufr, which they were teaching them. So these people, because they were living together, shayateen influenced them. They were living all together. The jinn, the shayateen, the birds, the animals, and Allah had given Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam control over all of these things. So they started following all the spells and the things of shaitan. And what further, even worse, when a person does not do the right, he does the wrong, and he accuses the righteous people even of wrong. And the wrong he does, he wants to prove it right also. How many of us are caught up in this? We are doing open wrong things, and then we feel we are doing the right things, and we are justifying it. So this kufr, this jadu, and today in modern times, they are in different forms, in different therapies, a hypnotism, going on a journey, going to resorts, And all this, if you just trace it a little back, it is all this Jewish jadu business that is carrying on. And unfortunately, how many people are involved in it? And yet we regard ourselves as righteous and pious also. So Allah warns us of this from here also. And then, not only that, then we accuse the righteous people of the wrong things. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانِ Allah clears the name of Sulaiman alayhi salam or kufr nahi kiya Sulaiman ne. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam did not do any kufr. This Jews and this Bani Israel, they said that Sulaiman alayhi salam, na'uzubillah, was a very big jadugar. And he used to make lot of jadu, and because of his jadu, he was controlling the jinn and he was controlling the air and the birds and everything. Allah clears his name that na'uzubillah, Sulaiman alayhi salam came to remove all kufr and shirk. He did not come here to make kufr and shirk. He came to remove it completely. And those who are doing this kufr and shirk, they are falsely accusing him of that. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا لَكِنْ شَيْطَانُ نَي كُفَرْ كِيَا It was the shayateen who were doing this jadu and this Jewish jadu, which is very common. And according to the amils, who are genuine amils, they are saying the Jewish jadu, they are doing it throughout the world. And its effects are terrible upon people. So they used to make this jadu, the shayateen, and they should teach the people this this jadu. يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ Or سِكْلَاتِ تِي لُوگُكُ jadu. And they used to teach people also to make jadu, which is kufr. And in all its forms, and all its shades, and all its new names, it is all the same part of it, and it is that kufr. So we are warned about this very, very strongly, that we should not get involved. We should do the right thing. Then there is no place for, no time, no place to do the wrong thing. When we don't do the right thing, then the wrong thing takes its place. Then we will get involved, whether it is on the cell phone, and this also has its spell over us. And the way a person gets involved in the cell phone, he forgets time, he forgets where he is, he forgets who is around him. He's out of his mind when he gets so involved in that cell phone. It has this terrible spell. And then worse than that, we accuse the righteous people of the wrong. And we prove ourselves to be right when we are totally wrong. And when a person is blinded to this extent, that he can't see his own wrong, and he thinks he's right, this is a dangerous condition, and all this starts from when we don't do the right things that we have to do. We don't perform our namaz when we are supposed to perform it. We don't make our tilawat. We don't make our zikr. We don't read our surahs, yaseen, tabarakalladhi, etc. We don't do what we have to do. Then automatically, by the punishment from Allah, we start doing the wrong things. And then worse than that, we accuse the right of the wrong. And worse than that, we are convinced we are doing right, and all the others are wrong. So this is a terrible condition. Then to reverse, by Allah's qudrat, it is possible. But it becomes more and more difficult as we go down wrong, in the wrong lane further and further. For us to come up again becomes more and more difficult. So we are warned of this also, of this condition. And we can't imagine that a Nabi of Allah, Sulaiman alayhi salam, a great Nabi, they accused him of making jadu. In other words, they accused him of making kufr, when actually he was pure, 100%. Every Nabi was pure and clean of every type of guna, small and big, before Nabuwat and after Nabuwat also. There is no question of any Nabi being involved in any kind of guna, the smallest guna also. And yet they accused, na'uzubillah, to this extent of a very big guna of making jadu and making kufr. So therefore, what a warning for us is that we should just do what we have to do at the right time, and we won't get involved in the wrong things. And if we don't do the right, then we get involved in all the wrong, and it takes us further and further, and our mind doesn't work anymore. In fact, if it does work, upside down, totally upside down it works. May Allah guide us all to righteousness.